Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Mike Calta Show is back on 102.5 The Bone.
.27 on the Mike Calta Show at 102.5 The Bone. Carmen, I'll tell you the funniest thing I just thought of.
What?
You dummy. On the cruise.
Yeah.
I'm so mad, I'm going cave diving with Rob.
Burn. I just looked up and I saw a video on Bone TV of Carmen on a beach, and I could just see those pictures of you with Rob and his kid jumping into pools and mountain pools, and they did not invite us to dinner.
No, that was way before that, actually. That
no,
was,
no,
yes,
no, no.
Yes,
no.
It was.
I remember.
Yeah, we went waterfall jumping the very first day.
That's true.
The dinner was way later.
You're right, because Rob got sick.
Right.
And wrote this long rant on his Facebook page about how terrible Carnival was. Not because he got sick, but because he got sick, then he went to the medical area, and they charged him $50 for a shot.
Yeah.
But he was blaming the food poisoning. Carnival, you gave me food poisoning, and then you charged me to get the shot, and then he complained about it on Facebook. And I was like, hey, idiot. There's 3,000 people on this cruise, 1,000 of which are some people who we're talking to, like in our group. Is anybody else sick?
No.
No.
And I was gonna
say, do you think maybe it was because you were swallowing gross Mexican water and waterfalls all day?
Well, yeah, I was doing that and I didn't get sick. So it wasn't even something. It wasn't even that.
Or was it from the road stand that you ate the fried lizard from or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Or your kid spitting germs in your face.
Who knows?
Yeah, that you brought on a cruise.
Oh,
all right.
God, easy.
How dare you, Carnival. My God, didn't invite me to lunch.
The best.
Don't put that on me. I didn't
Will you do me a favor, though? And I'm not putting it on you.
You just...
No, I like to tease you about it. Okay. I'm not putting it on you. But will you please tell me the story of how it all went down? It makes me so happy to hear.
Of what?
I'm mad at Mike because he didn't invite me to dinner. Boo, boo, boo.
Well, so we were like in a taxi or something like that.
This is when it first came up?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was like the second to... It was like... I think you guys went to Hooters that day and you guys had to push the car.
When I went to Hooters, I had to be pushed.
Yeah.
But what island were we on where you guys had to push your taxi
whatever? The truck. Oh, when I got stuck on the mountain?
Yeah, I think it would have been, I don't know. Anyway, we weren't with you guys.
Yeah.
Because Rob, he rented a car every place we went. And because he had his kid, he wasn't drinking. So me and Blaine were like, well, here
we... Wasted.
Yeah, it's like, we can drink, we can party, and we still have a ride, and we get to do all this cool stuff.
Right.
So it worked out. And it just kind of came up like, I can't remember, but it was just like, he was like, doesn't it upset you how Mike like makes you make reservations for him and all the guys and he doesn't invite you?
First of all, I didn't make you. I'm forging Gravy by the neck.
But you did ask me.
Right. Okay.
Right.
And so he says that.
And then it was just, and I was like, see, Blaine, I told you I'm not crazy. Like that.
Oh, so you had previously said that to Blaine.
Well, I just told Blaine, I was like, you know, he didn't invite us to dinner. I mean, whatever. It is what it is because I'm with you. But I was like, if you weren't
you
here.
You think it's Blaine we didn't want a dinner.
I was like, if you weren't here, I would have got invited to dinner.
Probably right. You're probably right.
You know, and he was
no
like.
Couples over.
Yeah, he was like, you're overthinking it. That's not how it goes. I was like, all right. And then that got brought up and I was like, see, told you, Blaine, that like I'm not the only one that sees
this.
I'm
not the only crybaby here. Go ahead.
And then he was just kind of like, yeah, I mean, he was like, I just think it's really rude that we're all in the room and he asks you to make reservations for him and everybody else except for me and you and Galvin. I was like, well, I mean, yeah.
How come Galvin didn't cry about it?
Because I'm a normal person.
What?
I was with my wife and I completely understood it and I was like inviting other people over to our table. Yeah. I was having a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why couldn't you guys just have a blast like Galvin?
We did. We just didn't go to dinner. We went to the buffet. That way we didn't have to like sit down.
Oh, so you were like boycotting it?
No, it was just, it was easier to go to the buffet because when you go to like the actual dinner and you get served, you know what I mean? It just,
right.
It takes a little bit longer.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, and we had the drink package and Blaine, you know, he's the first one to like get up and go take shots and like go to the bar and go to the club and stuff. So it was just a lot easier for us to do the buffet than it was to do the sit-down dinner.
By the way, last year was the first time I tried to bring booze on with me.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What'd they do? Just take it out of your thing?
Yeah. They leave you a nice note, right?
Yeah, they leave a note. And I guess you can pick it up if you want to.
Yeah, like, at the end, sure.
Yeah. Normally, they'll take your luggage and you'll be the last person to get your luggage.
Oh,
that
no.
sucks.
How did it end? The crying.
I mean, when he told you about it?
I ate him and you ate him. Let's go do day excursions together.
No, like I already said, it was that came up like the very last day. Other than that, we had already been hanging out. You guys were doing your own things. We were putting the couple table before we even got on the cruise.
Now, what about this cruise?
This cruise, I'm single table.
By the way, real quick, I want to tell you that was the best cruise ever because then Mike was like, hey, come to my room. And then I went in there and he was like, hey, Rob did this and he put up this thing and then he's saying about this, whatever. And he goes, this is ridiculous. And I was like,
cryptic.
Man, you should probably just let him go.
That was the truth. So he wrote this long ass thing about I try so hard and it goes nowhere and doesn't get recognized. And I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. The job doesn't say executive producer and best friend. And I was like, what's going on here? And he was like, oh, that's not about you.
Yeah.
I go, what? It's exactly about no. It's about comedy. It's actually a good thing. And I try so hard. And now I was like, okay. I don't know anything.
My favorite night of that cruise was the night that I ran into him after we got done with dinner. And he said to me, he just asked me, and I knew it broke his sad little heart. He said, was Ryan Hoppy at the dinner table with you?
I think that's really what like set him off.
Another reason why I was fine not going to that dinner.
Yeah. That was the thing. Galvin was like, hey, listen, I don't care about sitting at the couple's table, but I don't want to sit with Hoppy.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, I'll take one for the team. Mm-hmm. I got Hoppy. And then Howie ended up taking Hoppy with us.
Yeah, and it just broke Rob's little heart.
What did you say, Carmen?
I said, yeah.
You said,
Listen, it's just nice to get invited. I'm just saying. I mean, Galvin doesn't care. That's great for him, but I still like to get invited to places.
And where were you last year?
What do you mean?
Sitting right there at the table.
At the couple's table.
The couple's table.
All right.
Couple's table.
Oh, no, not this year.
I bet you're both at the couple's table this year.
Oh, I told Blaine he wasn't going. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I thought that was just jokes for on air. And I go, no.
Mm-hmm.
And then that, you know, whatever.
So you think that's going to last?
What?
You think it's
going to
last?
Him not going on the cruise? I mean, yeah.
What do you think?
No one else is coming.
Well, Spanish is bringing Joe.
Yeah, that's right. That's my date.
But, like, your wife isn't coming and stuff like that. So I figured, like,
don't think we didn't have discussions about that this weekend.
Right. Well, that's when we brought it up, and he's just, you picked the worst time to talk about this. And I was like, well.
Oh, is that why you guys got to fight?
No, we didn't get into a fight.
Oh. What's a good time to talk about it?
I don't know. Ooh. I like to talk about it when we're drunk so he can't leave.
Oh, Jesus. Brother. Like a healthy way to deal with it.
You are manipulative.
I can't wait for you to come in here with a fat lip one day and you're going to be like, no, it's my fault. It's my fault.
It's Kenny. Kenny did it.
Yeah.
It's always his fault. No.
Oh, boy.
Listen, no one else is coming. That we talked about this as a group.
Yeah.
We decided there's
you're
no
not convincing
table.
Me.
Yeah. I know. So he thought it was just jokes for on air, and then when I had to break it to him that they were not jokes, this was serious, he was like, well, I like to go on free cruises. And I was like, yeah, you're welcome. I take you on the free cruises.
Yeah, when does he take you on for free from his work?
Well, I mean, not for work, but he has taken
free cable yet?
You're saying, like, be grateful for the cruises you got to go on.
Yeah. Right. But then he was like, well, I am taking you to Vegas. And
that's for your birthday.
Yeah. See, I'm glad you guys are on my side.
Yeah, sure. It's for your birthday. You can't listen to me.
It's not.
It is a work thing. We've had the fortunate times where we're able to say, hey, we can take people. And then there are other times where, like, hey, we're against the wall. It's if we take a significant other, there's less listeners that get to go. And this isn't for us. It's for them.
Right.
So, yes, I'm glad you got to go. before, right. But this is one of those years where you're going to have to say, oh, okay, I get it, yeah. Or go buy a cruise.
Yeah, and that's what he said. He was like, fine, then me and my four friends are going to go on a cruise. I was like, okay, have fun. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know what to tell you.
Don't
like,
get mad at me.
Right, this is a work event, and I no longer have the capability of inviting you.
Spanish is so happy he's single right now.
Yeah.
So happy.
Because these conversations.
He's the only one that didn't have to have this conversation. Yeah, oh, I have to tell you, my wife has been super cool. She's a little upset. Right. She's not like upset, but she's like, oh, it just sucks because this is the first year that I actually could go,
right?
And it's not the right year for me to go. And I'm like, yeah,
it's for the best.
Which makes it makes me feel bad though, because I'm like, I would like you to go, kind of.
Yeah,
you know what
she's
I mean.
Fun. But, you both are fun.
Right, it's not her. It's not her being fun. But yeah. I got Bert. I got Bobby Kelly. I got you guys. I got things I got to do.
It's gonna be a blast.
Right. Like every year, she's like, we could just bring the kids and we'll bring the nanny. And I'm like, nope. I don't need the kids anywhere near. That's why when Tony doesn't want to come on the cruise, because Tony doesn't want too much drunken Tony around.
Right. I love drunken Tony.
Yeah. He's drunken Tony's not running around shirtless, right. But he's not business Tony.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want too much of that.
Frat Tony.
Yeah. He's
frat
the best.
Tony. Frat Tony's fun.
I'm just saying, though, if I'm not going to get invited to like dinners and stuff this year, can I bring plane?
Oh, that was, you say it as a joke, but that was real.
Well, I'm just saying, like, if I'm going to get stuck by myself.
Couple save all. You can sit with me and my wife and Seth and Phoebe in their video.
Okay. Oh, is your wife going now? Oh, man.
She's calling Carmen. She's calling all over the place.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You screwed up.
Me?
Yeah.
You're the one who got married. So is she going?
I believe.
Let's call her and ask her right now.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to call her.
Do you want her to go? Do you want her to go?
No, I'll end this right now.
Do you want her to go?
I don't care. I like your wife.
Okay.
I can.
Because I'm telling you, you call her right now, she's definitely gone.
All right, let's call her.
Why?
Hold on. Because this is going to be good. If you're on hold for a game, just hold on. I'll just give something out. This is going to be
Carmen has her number.
Way more fun.
Oh, you're calling from there.
What line do I use?
You can use the last one. No. I meant like the last one, the number one.
What?
Oh. Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4.
The beats don't go along
5,
with the numbers.
8, 2, 300.
Jenny.
867.
She probably won't answer.
Oh, you have reached the voicemail.
How dare you? How dare you?
Do you want me to text her and let her? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no, we're going to leave.
Turn it up a little
mean
bit.
Messages.
Turn that up a little bit because those buttons aren't.
How dare
ruining my hearing.
You have reached.
Oh,
we not know every time. Do you want her to answer?
I was thinking. Oh, yes.
When you are finished.
Yes. Did you tell her don't answer
no.
the phone unless you get a text first?
No.
Well, I was daydreaming while that number was going on.
Yeah. Every time.
What were you dreaming about? Like
couples table.
Yeah. Her getting her food at the table next to me that you're sitting at with Blaine.
What?
You're already like, can I bring Blaine?
No, I'm just saying.
Did you or did you not say those words?
After I said if I'm not going to be invited.
Now it's clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now I don't have a line. Can I use another line?
Yeah.
Which
warm.
One? Warm. Couples table, couples table. I don't know how to make her mad.
You wouldn't like her when she's mad.
What's happening?
You didn't dial enough numbers. Or you didn't hit go or something.
I did, though.
Only worse than Letterman.
882-300.
Jenny.
Today.
Hello.
Hello, Jennifer Galvin. You are live on the air.
Great.
Why don't you sound excited?
No, I'm fine.
We were calling so that you can let Carmen know that you were not going on the cruise, so she could let Blaine know that he's not going on the cruise.
I don't know if I'm going or not.
Oh, Galvin says no way you're going.
That's not true.
He said, oh, you said. I don't want to be the only one bringing somebody. She's not going. And I said, let me call her. I'll tell her.
I can't believe you called me and totally disturbed me for this.
What were you doing? Were you very busy?
I'm not even telling you.
Oh.
I was busy. I don't even know what we're talking about. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the cruise that you are not going on this year.
Why not?
We should get you, your wife, my wife, Blaine, all on the phone together and break the news to the Rhino.
Hold on. Your wife never goes, first of all.
Because we had small children.
I'm always the only wife that goes.
Yes. So what is it? So I hope you enjoyed the previous cruise.
So essentially you just don't want me there is what you're saying.
No, I don't want Blaine there either.
Blaine's not going.
Yeah.
I had to break that news to him too. And he
gave her a fat lip.
No, he did not. He just said he's going to go on his own cruise with his friends.
And why don't you go on a cruise with Blaine and his friends?
I don't know. Maybe I will.
Oh, that's the deal.
Blaine and his friends are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They are.
You can talk about wrestling. Jenny loves wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Actually going on a wrestling cruise.
Listen.
I don't bother you or anything. I mean.
You don't bother me at all. It's not me. It's Galvin that you bother.
Oh, I'm sure. You want to ask Galvin how much I bothered him on the last two cruises?
No.
So much.
No, I'm just saying.
I told you this was going to backfire on you.
Not me. Listen. This is, we just want you to know that it's not about you. It's about, it's about eliminating the couples table.
Right.
And we appreciate you being understanding about it and being a cool wife.
That is absolute rubbish.
You're welcome.
So she was on the fence before this phone call.
Yeah.
You just made her 100% go.
No. I guarantee you. Now she knows. Now the truth is out there.
Yeah.
Spanish, tell her.
Yeah,
Spanish.
No couples. Spanish. Yes?
What are you talking about?
I'm talking
there
about...
There doesn't have to be a couples table.
No couples table this year.
No couples table.
I'm going to be honest, Jenny, I love you very much. You know that. But if I could be selfish for once, I would like Galvin to myself this year.
You can have him.
Thank you.
Me too.
Okay.
Why don't you say you can have him when I say it?
What are you
going to
do with
them?
Some of the things you do to me.
No. None of those
things. What are you going to do with them?
Different.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to say in front of everybody, thank you for being so understanding.
We love you.
Then I'm going to New York. I mean,
hit the road, lady.
Start spreading the news.
Enjoy your trip to New York.
I can't believe it. I just bought a freaking new bikini for the.
Where in New York? Where in New York?
You can't wear a bikini in October in New York.
You can. There's a guy who wears his underwear and stands in Times Square, and people give him money to take pictures.
Rockefeller Center. Okay. Yep. Ice skates and bikini.
There you go.
We have a new job. Okay, great.
Thank you, Jenny. Good talking to you.
Yeah.
Love you.
But what's on the radio right now?
I love you.
Your hit song.
I don't know. I'm hanging up.
I couldn't if I tried.
What if we tell her she has to perform this between the periods of the Lightning game in order to go on the cruise?
Don't go breaking my heart. You shake the weight off of me.
You can hear the tears in her eyes.
While we were at my brother's bodybuilding contest, I went back and was sitting in the back because there were more comfortable chairs. And I was texting her, would you rather? And it was stuff like, would you rather go up, grab the guy's microphone, fart into it and say bodybuild this and walk off stage or do 5 minutes of stand-up comedy.
Was she able to pick one?
Oh, it was the worst.
Alright. Hi, who is this? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Richard.
Alright, Richard, you're the winner. Hold on. I don't have time to play a game. So there you go. We come back, we'll do last call. Last call on the Mike Calvin Show next.
Show on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.